bomb.
Welcome to the What's On Your Mind Preview Hour. I'm Scott Hennon, solo for one final day today. Mr. Mark Skogerbo will be back Monday for the insight and analysis on the news headlines as well as the sports. Steve Bockett will be here in just a little bit, and we will give you a preview of what's to come on What's On Your Mind. I have a story that I want to share today that I am just dying to get the insight and the take. Yesterday's program, good example. I mean, we ended up talking about Obamacare, also known as the Affordable Care Act. And, you know, look, that topic's been in the news, what? My gosh, going back to the summer of 2009, when it was first proposed and being debated in Congress. And, you know, we've been talking about one form or another of Obamacare for a long time. But yesterday, it became a topic again, and very often this happens on What's On Your Mind, where it just program goes in a direction you don't expect, and people have a comment on something, and that prompts somebody else's comment, and just snowballs. And I found myself yesterday just sitting back, soaking it all in. People were on all sides of the issue. It sort of started with a story that there was some political peril awaiting Republicans if, in fact, they pressed too hard, and a government shutdown came as a result of their attempts to defund Obamacare. And obviously, if the government shut down, it would mean that the folks that control the government, the executive branch, the Obama administration, technically would be the as much to, if not more, responsible than Republicans. But you know how that goes. You press, 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 and if the result is it shuts down, what are the consequences, and then does it harm the chance? That's sort of the story we started in, and voila, full hour of commentary on Obamacare that didn't have to have me weigh in at all with my commentary. Done that plenty of times over the years. And yet hear from folks of every walk of life with their take. It really is a fun daily conversation. I consider it sort of like that over-the-fence chat you have with a neighbor or water cooler chit-chat with a coworker. And it's fascinating to learn. And I have a story today. I'm dying to, I'll tell you about it here in the next segment. Share some of the details with you, because Steve and I will be on different sides of this particular issue, but it's fun to get the insights of folks on the Northern Plains, and we'll do that again today. We have just one guest on the program. Friday, we usually leave a lot of time for your calls, our normal or nuts survey. That's our Friday fun. You tell us whether something's normal or whether it's nuts. And that's kind of fun. And we'll do that. The only guest we do have today is the state treasurer, Kelly Schmidt. A story caught my attention earlier this week where she talked about letters and emails that she gets from people who say, hey, you know, the state's got a lot of money, so I'd like some. You know, kind of the hard luck stories. That way of thinking to me is quite scary. You've got some, give it to me. Oh, is that how it works? It's the takers and the makers argument. Anyway, we'll chat with Kelly about that coming up. A heartbreaking headline story for folks that have been following the search for an 11-year-old youngster with autism, Anthony Kuznia, a student in the Grand Forks school system. East Grand Forks, Minnesota boy. Wandered away from his home Wednesday afternoon. A bunch of heroes turned out to help search for him, including Marshall County Sheriff's Posse on horse through sugar beet fields. Everyday residents, everybody that could did turn out to help. And yesterday afternoon, they found a pair of shoes near the river. And ultimately, yesterday, found his body in the Red River. But again, kudos to the hundreds and hundreds of volunteers and law enforcement officials. Sounds like this little boy was just full of energy and couldn't sit still. And sadly, his grandmother watching him at their home south of East Grand Forks, which was less than a mile east of the Red River. And after they found those shoes, led to the search and ultimately the discovery of his body. 11 years old. He found it about 4 o'clock yesterday. Missing about 26 hours. That is a heartbreaking story. And not the way we wanted that one to end by any stretch. We have news of another applicant for the North Dakota University Chancellor's position. This is the interim chancellor position. The acting chancellor has applied for it, and 14 others, including the former mayor of Fargo, Bruce Furness. He's thrown his hat into that ring now. There'll be an interim chancellor in place by September. We started the week with a terror threat. We're ending the week not hearing much about the terror threat. The dots obviously being connected by the fact that U.S. drones, three of them actually, in Yemen, killed 12 militants. There were about 8 strikes recently. You got to think those dots connect, don't you? And I guess if we see some signs that the terror threat is lessening, maybe we'll be able to officially connect those dots. That'd be a good thing. All right. Told you yesterday about that Walgreens robbery. There's a photo for those of you that have a copy of the form of Fargo Moran on page A9 of that particular individual. So you can help in that search, give you an update on that. Fun little story in the Fargo Forum about a fella at the restaurant known as Rhombus Guys. It's a pizza place. Actually, they have them in a number of communities, Grand Forks, and Fargo also up in Mentor, Minnesota. Kind of a neat story about those guys. Anyway, a fellow there lost his brother, and one of the wishes his brother had was for him to leave a big-time tip. So a waitress at Rhombus Guys yesterday got a $500 tip. I guess it was a Monday. There's an Eagle story about it as well. We found out more about who won the $448 million Powerball. Jackpot, at least a third of it. Paul White, a project engineer from Ham Lake, Minnesota, said his family often gave him a hard time for frequently playing the lottery. He had a tough time convincing them he'd won. The only person who didn't feel like I was BSing them was my mother. Joined at a press conference yesterday in Minnesota. He came forward right away. Some people don't. He did right away. His girlfriend, his brother, and 2 colleagues. He's taking the lump sum. So he gets $58.3 million after taxes. I watched the interview yesterday with him. It was fun. He was full of life, having a great time. One other quick story here about a topic we end up talking about quite a bit on What's On Your Mind, and that is ethanol. Corn ethanol producers say a pledge by U.S. regulators to lower the level of renewable fuel use required next year may deflate a well-funded oil industry effort aimed at persuading Congress to repeal the mandate. Ethanol supporters say the EPA showed it can adjust to market needs with its August 6 announcement that it will lower an 18.15 billion gallon mandate for 2014 because demand for gasoline has lagged expected levels. That could slow momentum building in Congress for tougher action, they say. To a large extent, the effort in Congress probably lost a little wind in its sails, said the president of the Renewable Fuels Association in D.C. The EPA's announcement, paired with an agency decision to give refiners an additional 4 months to reach the 2013 goals, came as lawmakers in both chambers of Congress are preparing for a fight over whether to alter the mandate first established in 2007. Puts the renewable fuel standard ethanol industry, which once had rock-solid support for its mandates and tax preferences, once again on the defensive. This has been an industry that has been battling, partially because of the financial condition of the United States as well. But obviously, corn growers and a lot of ethanol supporters around here will be watching that one very closely. All right, a couple of headlines. When we come back, I'm going to share this story with you. A story of a couple of moms. It's a bit disheartening that I want to talk about. It's going to be our first normal or nuts question today on the Friday edition of What's on Your Mind. Coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture, and that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
What's on your mind? The preview hour continues. I'm Scott Hannum. Steve Bakken is here, and Steve and I will be buckling up to take your calls coming up next hour. I'm going to share a story because this is on my mind, Steve, about a couple of women I've read about in a personal finance story. This was first reported on the Today Show and CNBC. And the story is about a 36-year-old mom, Katie Kreiner. And it has to do with the parents concerned about finances opting for one and done. Let me just read the story here, and I'll give you some cliff notes. The weak economy of the past 5 years could end up exacerbating a long-term trend toward more one-child families, as the cloud of financial uncertainty causes some parents to fret about the burden of taking on everything from daycare costs to college tuition for more than one child. Percentage of women who reach age 40 to 44 have given birth to just one child has risen sharply over the past few decades. It's common for people to have fewer babies when the economy slumps, and the current recession and recovery has coincided with a sharp drop in the nation's fertility rate. This recession and recovery has been particularly prolonged, and no one knows yet when or if Americans will feel confident enough about their finances to have as many kids as they might have if the recession had not occurred. A family demographer at the Carsey Institute said the recession seeped into everybody's lives in ways that past recessions didn't. That could mean some women run out of time to have more children, even once they feel more financially comfortable. For parents who spent years under the cloud of the weak economy, the prospect of adding another child to feed, clothe, send to daycare, and to college can seem particularly foreboding. Here's Katie's comment. It's very scary to think that I could be bringing a child into the world and then be going to the food bank. Okay. Let's find out more about these.
Responsible, being a responsible parent, a responsible adult.
Okay. Kreiner and her husband have a 6-year-old son. She said they've always talked about a family that included 2 or 3 kids, but Kreiner, who grew up in a family that sometimes struggled to afford basics like shoes, said the couple also wants the kind of life that allows for things like a camping trip in the summertime, a college fund for their son, and eventual retirement. About 3 years ago, Kreiner became pregnant for a second time, but she had a miscarriage after her appendix burst. The couple is still paying off the credit card debt and medical bills they accrued when she had to miss work for surgeries and recovery. It forced them to live paycheck to paycheck. We have nothing extra in the budget. A few weeks ago, Kreiner also learned she's going to lose her job in leadership at a call center by the end of the year. The financial hits have only added to the feeling that it would be a financial mistake to have another child. But Kreiner, who lives in Boise, Idaho, admits it's also a bit heartbreaking. Every time I see a baby, I swear it's like my uterus hurts. I'm like, look at that. I really want one of those. You know what's sad about this story to me? Steve, and you say it's perfectly responsible. What'd you say?
It's just sad that they can't afford a child.
Well, it's sad to me that it seems very transactional. I'm going on a camping trip with the one child we have, and boy, if we have two, maybe we can't afford the camping trip. And obviously she grew up in a family that had tough times. Sometimes they couldn't afford shoes. She made it, didn't she? Got a husband. She got a job. She toughed it out. You know, there's something bigger here. This is America. And everybody has a free will, so I'm not trying to impose my views or values on anybody else, first of all. But I'm asking you, Steve, and our audience to just step back a minute and say, what's really most important in life? You know, isn't it quality?
Quality.
So
you can't put shoes. If you have one child, you can't put shoes on that child. And you struggle to pay for that child, what gives you the right to bring in another child? They're being fiscally responsible. They're being responsible for the well-being of the child they do have. If they feel they cannot afford another child, so be it. Great. Great for making that decision.
So is a camping trip and a more secure retirement more important than more lifetime memories? More a first walk, a first talk,
what
off
about those
to kindergarten.
Memories that they're making with the child that they have on those camping trips. What's the value of that, as opposed to not having those memories?
My only point is, I think you could do. I think some of these people are making this decision rather than Should I buy a car or have another child? Should we go on a camping trip or a bigger house? Do we want a lake place? It's out of whack.
It's not even about a bigger house or a lake place. It's about having a house in a lot of cases. Or are we going to live in an apartment? Are we going to rent forever because we can't afford to buy a house? Well, we had three kids we shouldn't have had. We only should have had one or two. Now, that's called being fiscal responsible. If they feel they can't afford it, but they wind up having extra kids, who's going to pay for that? You and I and our tax dollars. That's going to be who's bailed them out.
You're talking, I think, about a percentage of folks that is different than the overall. I'm talking about, in other words, if someone's on food stamps, for instance, and they have three children, they're in total poverty, and they have a fourth. That's the category I think you're talking about, that they truly cannot. I'm talking about people that are making decisions that seem very transactional. And when you talk about, we want to be able to go on a camping trip and have a more secure retirement, so we're not going to have another child. Oh, my gosh.
God, you're saying diminish my quality of life because married couples should be a baby factory.
No, I'm not saying diminish my quality of life. I'm saying define a quality of life. Is a quality of life another camping trip and a more secure retirement? Or is it about lifetime memories with children and grandkids and all the things that camp?
Lifetime memories. What about the lifetime memories with the kids that they have on a camping trip? What's the value of that?
No, I'm
it's quality, not quantity, Scott. It's about quality, not the quantity.
If you have
time to devote to one kid, if you have time to devote to two or three kids, and the financial wherewithal to devote to three kids, by all means, have three kids. If you know that you can't afford a fourth, don't have a fourth. You're diminishing the quality of life of those three kids that you have by having another. Is there going to be some hardship? Gee, maybe we can't afford to have the kid in sports.
Now, by the way, hardships are not necessarily a bad thing for kids to witness, right? I mean, where is it written that there should be a...
There's a difference between hardship and working and toiling to get ahead. There's a difference. Hardship is... you're down and out, and you've got no place to turn, and you're scraping to get by. That's a hardship.
Right, yeah. I mean, no place to turn, I mean, homeless, right? Yeah, I mean, what I'm saying is, I think difficulties in life are not necessarily bad for kids to witness because they're all going to have them. Anyway, we only got to one of our normal or nuts questions, but Steve obviously thinks I'm nuts. You get to decide, folks, when we... or crazy. Kelly Schmidt, too, will join us, the state treasurer, on some interesting correspondence she's been getting from North Dakotans. Stay tuned.
Know what's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Frack water recycling by Green Technologies. Now more than ever, water is integral to the success of oil and gas operations. Demands for increased environmental stewardship highlight the need for 100% recycling of flowback and produced waters. Green Technologies does it. If the well site location is remote, the challenges and costs of sourcing and disposing of waters becomes even greater, further underscoring the need to recycle water on location. Green Technologies does it. They're the leaders in frack water recycling, using a mobile filter press to provide on-site water treatment to effectively do the job better than anyone. Green Technologies, providing consistently clean, recycled flowback and produced waters. They're also the exclusive distributor of Drill and Dry, the best all-natural absorbent product specially produced for the oil field applications. Call them today for more at 855-246-4312. 855-246-4312 or go online to Green Technologies at gtmwt.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Check some sports for you on the What's On Your Mind preview hour here. It's not in the way you say you can. And the Minnesota Vikes kick off their season this weekend amid some turmoil. Texans, the Vikings are, the Vikes are hosting the Texans tonight, 7 o'clock, in the opener. But there's a little drama because of the owner. Yeah, boy. Yeah. Anyway, I'll tell you about that in a second here. Also, in this segment, maybe we know why there are not so many town hall meetings among our members of Congress in this particular area. Some of them are not going too well. Folks are ticked off. Fox News report about some new polling on the healthcare numbers and citizens being outraged coming up here in just a little bit. Stay tuned for that. So the Twins win. They got a doubleheader today. 1-10 and 7-10. They had an afternoon game yesterday, didn't they? Yeah. 5-2. They, where did they lose? Or did they not play? I swear I said there was a day game yesterday. We had that wrong. Anyway, looks like they have a double header today. A 1-10 game and a 7-10 game. What's that, Chris? Oh, I get it. And now they got rained out. That was the deal. They were supposed to play, so now it's a double header. I get it. Okay. We'll give you a little Twins news. However, Liam Hendricks, you say Liam or Liam, is going to get another chance with the Twins today. They recalled the right-hander from AAA Rochester in time for today's split doubleheader with Chicago. He's going to start the second game. That'll be good. Red Hawks lost. Are you ready for this? 16-0. So that's not so good. So let's talk about the Vikes here a little bit. Mark Dayton, the governor of Minnesota, wants an investigation into the owners of the Minnesota Vikings because of this judge's comments out in this case in New Jersey, a 21-year-old lawsuit over some building project. Dayton on Thursday asked the Minnesota Sports Facilities Authority to have their lawyers examine a state construction agreement with the owners to assure them and the people of Minnesota that all the representations made by the team and its owners are truthful and accurate. John Davis is reporting on this for the Forum newspapers here. Dayton said the real estate legal dispute is not related to the nearly $1 billion stadium, but he wants to make sure the owners were up and up in their negotiations with the state. If the Wilt family was not truthful in negotiating with Minnesota, Dayton said the state may want to take another look at its agreement to help build a nearly $1 billion stadium. The Vikes owner Ziggy and Mark Wolf issued a statement saying they've assured all parties the lawsuit will have absolutely no impact on the stadium project. It didn't specifically address Dayton's concern whether they were honest in their negotiations with the state. The $447 million in private funding they are obtaining for the stadium is secure, they say. State and Minneapolis providing the rest of the funding.
Oh, boy.
That one is heating up a little bit. Dumont's going on the disabled list with a possible concussion. One other little sidebar story. We've been following a little bit of Pine to Palm. And I see a picture of my pal Chad Scarprud in the forum today. He's a former Pine to Palm champion. Is he in the hunt? It looks like in the 81st Pine to Palm first round of the Detroit Country Club, four former champions claimed victory over their much younger counterparts, and that included Chad Scarpert. He won at 2000. 2010 champ Todd Hillier, two-time winner Rick Kuhn, and 03 champ Greg Mellows. All four are past the age of 35 and all have been tough outs during match play, no matter how good or young their opponents have been. Is something wrong with being over 35? I don't know. Okay, so anyway, there's a little check of the sports for you. The maestro himself, our sports guru, Mark Skogobo, back on Monday on the program. Interesting story on Fox News Channel. Bill Hemmer had earlier about some poll numbers that aligned very well with our What's On Your Mind audience, our listeners here, as well as an answer to a question, maybe, on why members of Congress are not holding a town hall meeting, more town hall meetings during this recess. Listen to this.
New Fox polling numbers show deep frustration and anxiety over Obamacare, 63%. Nearly two out of three voters want Congress to keep working to change that law. And if the following town hall out of Maryland is any indication, Americans are frustrated over a range of issues here. Watch and listen now.
And now we have all these embassies closed,
yeah.
And they still don't know what the heck happened there.
You have not seen the end of Benghazi. You have definitely not seen the end of the IRS investigation. There is no question you've not seen the end of that.
Innocent people, if you will,
yes,
are getting slammed by the partisan politics.
Let me ask you a question. People are going to be listening and working on the musicians of the House. They can't pay the bills because of what you got to
do. When does this government want to come clean with the American people and tell us what the secret law says, how it's being secretly interpreted, how it's being secretly implemented, and what it means to every person in this room?
Now, they touch on just about everything there. I want to talk about it now. Joe Trippi, Howard Dean's former campaign manager, and Mary Catherine Hamm, editor-at-large, hotair.com, both Fox News contributors. Good morning to both of you.
Before they banner this about here a little bit, isn't it interesting to hear the things you hear about right here? Benghazi, IRS, NSA, Obamacare. By the way, this was a Republican congressman out in Maryland by the name of Andrew Harris, who was the guy that said, you've not heard the last of many of these things, he had a room full of folks. He handled it pretty well, but anyway, let's see what the experts have to say about it.
Shades of 2010, I think, what you're hearing there. We're dying out here because you guys are being nice guys, Mary Catherine. We're losing the country. I want to see more defiance.
Yeah.
Innocent people are getting slammed by partisan politics. Go.
Yeah, I don't think we should ever be surprised when a Congress with 12% approval gets people upset when they come back home. You know, they send them up to the Hill. They pay them quite a bit, a lot of money in taxpayer dollars. They work about 4 days a week, and they come home for August, and they get an earful, and that's how this works. And I do think, you know, you saw a range of issues there, including, I thought, some surprising but edifying anger about the NSA program coming from some folks. And they just say, look, everything seems to be out of control. We don't seem to be getting a lot of answers. This is our chance to ask you. You need to answer. And as you noted earlier in the show, the president himself doesn't take questions very often, so this is a good chance for them.
Yeah, that is. Let me get back to that in a moment. But, Joe, what do you make of the anger you heard from the voices of those people in that room?
Well, I mean, part of it's the conundrum for a lot of members of Congress right now. When you look at the polling, Bill, people are saying, yeah, 63% want to change the law, fix the law, improve the law, but most people do not want to demolish the law. The problem is Obamacare. The problem is in the Republican base, they want it demolished. They want it, and you're seeing that anger really put people, GOP members of Congress, I think, in a very difficult spot where I think they're going to end up siding with their base because that's what they need to
get. Well, I mean, look at the poll numbers, though. I mean, we asked whether or not Obama increases or decreases the following things. This is astounding. Your taxes will go up. 71% mm-hmm. believe that. Federal deficit increase, 65% believe that. Health insurance costs, 62% think they'll go higher. Quality of care and quality of health care, 43% say it will decrease, and 41% say the quality of health care will decrease. I mean, wow, that's like a straight flush in poker, Mary Kay.
Yeah, I think Joe's right to note, like, put a note of caution in here for the GOP as far as tactics go, but it is really hard to find any good news for Obamacare in these polls. We're talking about not just people who are agnostic or meh about the bill. We're talking about people who are genuinely frightened and who think this will make things worse for them. And here's the thing. The president will go up today. I'm sure he'll be asked about it. And he will say, look, everything's going to work out exactly as we promised. Well, the reason that people are still upset is because they passed something they didn't like from the beginning, and it has not fulfilled its promises since then. There have been 3 years. Things have gone terribly wrong in many ways. People feel that in their own lives, and that's why they're reacting in this way. So it's a real thing.
React to that, Joe. It is a real thing.
Well, no, it is a real thing, and the key here is, if all those facts are right, if what people believe, if these polls are accurate, the Republicans have made clear, everybody knows that that the Republican Party in Washington doesn't like Obamacare, has tried to repeal it 40 times now. So if these things are all true, if they come to pass, then in November it's going to be a very bad Democratic year, and there's for the Democratic Party, and there's nothing the Republican Party needs to do about it. And so they should just step back if they really believe this, and this is my advice. For Republicans would be to do that. But the problem is the Republican base wants it killed now.
I've got a minute left. There is a major event this afternoon when the president takes questions about all this stuff, one would assume. To Mary Catherine first, then to Joe Trippi. What is the essential question you want him to answer today? MK, go.
Well, I would like a little bit on the Obamacare while we're on the subject, because the implementation, as you see in the polls, people are reacting badly to. They're very scared about what's coming. Things are not going well for them. I wouldn't mind a question about the CIA and Benghazi and how many people we had on the ground and exactly what was going on there, because we haven't had a little follow-up on that.
That's two then, okay? Joe, go, quickly.
I'm like the president.
No,
that's
I agree
what he
with
does.
Mary Catherine. It'd be interesting to see, does he put the stake in the ground and continue to say that Obamacare will be implemented on time and that by November of 2014, people will be loving it. If he does that should tell people something.
Thank you, Joe.
All right, interesting little segment there on some poll numbers that track very closely with what this audience feels, and actually I would say our audience, talk radio in general, been ahead of this curve for a long time, ahead of quote-unquote public opinion on this for a long time, been dead set against it all along. Also fascinating that, again, people are passionately following the events of Benghazi, the abuses at the IRS, concern over surveillance on the NSA side, and getting in the face of their members of Congress about it. Tell you about the weather when we come back, and then we're going to crank up a Normal or Nuts Friday and your phone calls on What's on Your Mind. Stick around.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
There's a lot of big equipment all throughout the Bakken that costs a lot of money. Big rigs that are expensive. And you know what? My friends at Legacy Steel Buildings would like to help you protect those assets. The closer you look at Legacy Steel, the better they look, because they're the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. If you think that's just talk, call them for a free price quote. And you'll find out why thousands of folks, when they need everything from a trucking warehouse to a garage workshop, airplane hangar, a church, warehouse, horse barn, arenas, anything, any kind of building, place of worship, classroom building, police station, they call Legacy Steel Buildings when they ask for Bach and Bruce. Tell them Scott sent you. And when you do, congratulate them for being the North Dakota Exporter of the Year. The North Dakota Exporter of the Year, because they're doing business in 100 countries around the world, and they're doing it well from the great state of North Dakota. Bach and Bruce, 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you. Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product, really excites me. You talk to folks who work, and losing weight. Body's literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollenburst, and Rebound. Start taking them, and it'll lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to flagfamily.com. Flagfamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. Flagfamily.com. Click the Youngevity link to find out more and get started. Flagfamily.com, Youngevity link.
We can buy GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have. It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
I can't get enough of this new Obamacare polling that Fox News Channel has done. Here's one you'll like. On the question of how is the implementation of Obamacare going, 31% said it's going fine. 57% said it's a joke. Oh, my. It's a joke. Yeah, so, again, kudos to our audience. All right, let's tell you about the weather. The weekend is here. So weather's a little more important, right, because you get a little more time outdoors, mowing the lawn, tending to the garden, enjoying the last few weeks of lake season. And can we get a little hint of summer? Earlier in the week, Sunday was looking pretty good. Usually by this time of the week, that moves into Monday, right? But here's what we got. For today, sunny, high near 74. Northwest wind at 8 to 13. Tonight, partly cloudy, low around 50. With the northwest wind at 5 to 9, becoming calm after midnight. Sunny at 76 tomorrow with a calm wind. Saturday night, partly cloudy, low about 54, calm winds. Sunday, mostly sunny, high near 78, with the north-northeast wind at 3 to 7 miles an hour. Sunday night, partly cloudy, low about 55. Monday, sunny with a high near 79. Never fails. The nice day's Monday. Amazing, though, zero precip in this forecast until Wednesday night. Sunny and 79 Monday, Tuesday sunny 78, Wednesday sunny 79. So we're going to, how about this Thursday, sunny high near 81. Check the oil patch. Only 70 for a high today under sunny skies. North wind at 5 to 8. Tonight clear, low around 48. 76 and sunny tomorrow. Saturday night partly cloudy, about 53. Still getting into those 40s, though, for overnight lows, at least tonight. Sunday, mostly sunny, high near 73. With an easter end around 6 miles an hour. Sunday night partly cloudy, low around 54. So Saturday is going to be a nice day temp-wise. This weekend in the patch, and that'll come on Sunday in the east. Quick check of next week. Also got to wait till Wednesday night and Thursday to get any chance of showers at all. Sunny and 79 rather on Monday. Partly cloudy, about 54 Monday night. Tuesday looks mostly sunny with a high near 76. Tuesday night partly cloudy, low around 58. Wednesday mostly sunny with a high about 82. Chance of showers on Thursday and some showers and thunderstorms, mostly sunny with a high near 84. All right, let's get those temps around the region for you, and then we'll give you one more preview of what's come next hour and in the coming hours on What's on Your Mind. Plus, Mr. Mark Skogerbo will be here for a encore edition of the Common Sense Club. All right, temps first. Fargo, 55 at this hour, clear skies. 77% humidity, west-northwest wind at 10. Grand Forks, 57 degrees, clear skies. Jamestown, 55 and clear. In the patch, Tioga, 54 and clear. Williston, 57 and overcast. Minot, 54 and clear. Dickinson, 63 degrees and overcast skies. Today, Mark Skogerbo is going to tackle quitting smoking. That's been just a passion of Mark's for a long time, and it's a cross many folks have to bear. And he has a couple of folks actually going to share their testimony and the difficulties they're doing. And Mark's going to be doing a webinar on quitting smoking, so kind of a fun Friday. And then, of course, Friday, they always do Founders Friday, so they have good fun there. So that'll be Mark, his final encore edition of the Common Sense Club later on these very radio stations, and then Mark's back on Monday. Normal or Nuts Friday on What's on Your Mind. One guest is all in our 10 o'clock hour, North Dakota State Treasurer Kelly Schmidt. You're not going to believe some of the correspondence the state treasurer gets from people who want money from the state just because the state has it. Bizarre. And I might add a bit nuts. So we'll talk with her about that, and also talk with her a little bit about the state's current and projected fiscal future. She's the keeper of the checkbook. The normal or nuts questions. The stories about folks worried about finances opting for one and done is a story that's sticking in my craw a little bit today. And I'll share some more of that story right at the top of the hour. What else we got? People who write the cash flush state of North Dakota asking for help paying their bills. Is that normal or nuts? The new NFL security policy bans basically purses and call them oversized bags at games. And the opener tonight, it starts. Plus, they're cracking down on excessive dances by players following big plays. What does NFL stand for these days? No fun league? Crying out loud. Can't bring my bazooka? I wasn't planning on bringing one anyway. I'm joking. You know, what if I wanted to bring one of those goofy, like, Viking horns? Can't fit that in a little tiny satchel or whatever you call those things. Anyway, normal or nuts. Parents opting for one child these days because of finances? That's nuts, I think. Federal government's Interior Department issued a report claiming they're helping to boost North Dakota's economy. That is nuts. Banning smoking outdoors. Ever increasing. City parks, beaches, college campuses. That seems a little nuts. Those stories and many more. What's on your mind? and your calls straight ahead for a Friday.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Soybean cyst nematode, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms show. The North Dakota Soybean Council and the NDSU Extension Service invite you to attend one of three field days this month that will focus on how to test for and manage SCN. On August 27th, we will be in Lamar County, 1/4 mile north and 1 mile west of Verona, next to Pilgrim's Rest Cemetery. On August 28th, we will be in Richland County, 1/2 mile east of Highway 127 on County Road 11, east of Fairmont. On August 29th, we will be in Cass County, halfway between Arthur and Hunter, 2 miles west of Highway 18 on County Road 26. All field days start at 9:30 a.m. with lunch to follow.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen Free Wellness Event. One day only. Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle and you can win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udy's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.